what about food that's, you have it for lunch maybe, or and then you you don't finish it all, so you reheat it and have it for supper. You'd say you're having what?
Warmed over.
Okay. What is mush?
Oh, it's made out of different stuff. Cornmeal, you can make cornmeal mush. You can make it out of flour, okay. When you want to.
What do you do? Just put it in?
Put in grease and pepper and water and stir it in there and cook it and make you some mush out of it.
You ever fry it?
Oh, I never did.
I forgot what we called it, but we used to make a,
oh,
a thick mush and then put it in a skillet and fry it. Cornmeal mush, and I've forgotten what we called it. Fried mush, I guess.
I guess it would be. That sounds so like it, don't it?
That's
yeah.
Why I cook my
cornbread
sometimes.
Yeah, you can turn it over.
That's why my wife makes them. I think she calls them hot water hoe cakes or something, but she mixes it up and cooks it like a pancake or something.
Yeah, turn it over. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, you can do that.
Let's see. What about if you have a place to grow your vegetables? You call it a what?
Well, a garden. Okay. That's what we used to call it. And still call it garden.
Okay.
Lots of people call it turf patches, you know, and things.
What about something besides molasses that you might pour over pancakes?
Pancake mix, I guess.
Okay, something sweet like molasses, though. It's made out of maple or something?
Oh, maple syrup.
Okay. If something's not artificial, you'd say that's not imitation leather, that's what? Would you ever
artificial.
Okay. Would you ever say genuine or anything?
Yes, anything it is genuine. You okay. Know, you say that.
What about if something like sugar or something is, or beans, if you don't buy them if you can buy them in a large quantity, you'd say that it's sold in what?
In big cans.
Okay. You ever hear anybody say it's sold in bulk or book or anything?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if somebody had an apple and you wanted one, what would you say to them?
Give me an apple, I guess.
That'd be the best thing to say. The see, some of these questions get kind of crazy now. What do you call the center part of a cherry? The hard center part.
Of a cherry?
Uh-huh.
Well, I
didn't
answer
that.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Yeah.
A seed.
Is it a seed?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about of a peach?
Well, it'd be a seed, too.
Okay. What kind of...
I thought you said of a cherry, like a seed.
Oh.
Oh.
Would an apple be the same thing?
Core, you know.
Core, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that what she's supposed to answer, or was that a different?
Well, the cherry has some people say a cherry pit or a cherry stone or a cherry seed.
Yeah.
But
I misunderstood.
Okay. Well, that was my fault because I didn't say cherry plain enough. What about what kind of peach is it that the stone is real easy to, the seed is real easy to get out of?
Oh, that's clear seed.
Okay, and what about the other kind?
Oh, that'd be we have Indian peaches, but that's hard to get out.
Okay, plum peach.
Plum peach, yeah. Plum peach.
Sure. And you say Indian peach a minute ago?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, sure you have.
No, afraid I have.
Have you not? Oh, yeah, we used to raise Indian peaches. Lots of them out in a tree, you know, that
yeah,
Indian
right.
Peach.
Right.
Tree.
They have smaller seeds than the rest of them, don't
they? Uh-huh, but they took this red, it's Indian, they peel them, yeah. That's what we used to pick.
Are they fuzzy like a regular peach?
Yeah, just like a peach.
Well,
and we pickle them, now they'd be good and round, you know.
And they don't get worms.
Oh.
They'd be pickle peaches, that's what
they is that what they make pickle peaches out of?
Uh-huh, Indian peaches.
Well, I didn't know that. I've learned a lot out here. What about on a walnut, the hull, is that the you know, when you first get them, they're big and kind of green.
That's the hull.
Okay, and then after you get the hull off, you still got what?
You've got, rind part. I don't know what you'd call that.
Would that be a shell or
No, I guess hull'd be a shell. I don't know what you'd call a...
See, a walnut has three, it's got a big green part.
Yeah, that's the hull.
Yeah, and
then when you haul that off, you got the shell, and when you bust it, you got the
good
meat.
You got the meat, you know.
Walnut. Good walnut, yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Some people call that center part the goody or the...
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Do you
have to
call it meat, though?
Yeah, some people call it meat.
Oh, excuse me.
What about... other than apple, what's another kind of fruit that a lot of people eat? That,
well, I guess oranges.
Okay. What about little red vegetables that look kind of like little turnips and they're kind of...
Oh, that's righteous.
Yeah. And what kind of potatoes did you grow most frequently in your garden?
Oh, Irish potatoes, and then I have sweet potato, a patch of sweet potatoes, which didn't always help.
What is it that makes you cry when you peel it?
Oh, that onion.
Yeah. Did you ever grow much oak?